Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm thrilled to be speaking once again with Sammy of Red Rain. The band is back, they've got a new album out. It is called Don't Look Back, and I'm super excited to talk to them all about it. Sammy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come out and talk. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Austin. Thanks again for having me, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Things
It
are
is.
well.
I agree. It is a pleasure to talk to you because the record is great, as I just mentioned, and I have a million questions to ask you. All the hard stuff today.
Fire away, fire away. Let's see what we can do.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Okay.
First thing is obviously the record rocks in terms of instrumentation, but I found that lyrically speaking, it's pretty in depth and there's a lot of stories going on here. And I want to know here, like, how was this thing written? Was it, a collective between the band? Like, what are these stories about?
So the album was written, unfortunately, over COVID period. And I say unfortunate because we all know that was a devastating time
Yes.
in our lives. But again, as I always tell people, when there's always tragedy, there is something you find positive in it. And the positive,
Unfortunately, yes.
And so the positive for the band, not life in general,
Yeah.
was that it gave us a time to write this album. Bubba McMichael, who's the lead singer and guitar player, writes all the lyrics, had come in with some of the ideas. Stevie and Larry, and myself has taken some of those ideas and we blossom. You there? I'm sorry.
No,
I went out.
I'm here.
I'm sorry, went out. And they blossomed into what the songs were before we got to David Ivory.
Sure. So in terms of final say in the collaboration, would you say it was just like, okay, you do this, you say this, and we'll just back you up, or did it ever become a collective process?
Well, it's a collective process. I mean, Bubba's the majority, or excuse me, the main songwriter. So
Okay.
lyrically, the band doesn't touch any of that.
Got it.
So that's sort of his thing.
That's cool.
Musically, he has the ideas to come in, and then Stevie and Larry will add their ideas. I add my own drum parts, but I'm not really a writer.
That
So,
is completely understandable.
yeah, so I, you know, the way it, I do more of the business work for the band outside of the actual drumming, but I do add my own parts. But what happens is once we get the songs to obviously where we think they're great and they're
Yeah.
not, because then they go through to David Ivory, our producer, and then David will make, some changes here and there,
Sure.
and then that's where the final product is, the album that you hear.
Nice. And not to toot your horn too much, but there's probably going to be a lot of that. I truly feel that drums are maybe the most important part of a record, at least for me. It doesn't matter what genre of music I'm listening to, for some reason they always stick out. And
Right.
this record is just jam-packed with some seriously incredible drum moments.
Well, thank you.
How,
Thank
I mean, since I've just got you the drummer,
you.
how do you do it? How do you do it without repeating yourself or pushing the boundary of making it too much and taking away attention? Like, in terms of your process of creating drums, how does that work?
Well, that's a great question because, me personally, I don't think I'm that great of a rudimental drummer anyway. And to not repeat myself is easy because I don't remember half the stuff anyway. So each show may be a little different.
Sure.
But the good news is we do rehearse a lot and we rehearse the parts,
Okay.
which does that. It's I don't know. It's a hard question because for me because you just kind of. You kind of do what feels well. I had a drum teacher that years ago, told me, just go in and simplify everything. Simplifying in the studio really goes a long way.
Sure.
And then the other part is, and a lot of people don't know, we have the Red Rain EP we put out years ago. But before that, we did a self-produced, self-engineered basic CD that we never released called Chasing Shadows.
Okay.
And it was so self-indulgent. Everything was licks and guitar licks and leads. And I mean, it was so bad. I mean,
I see
it's
no
actually a good album.
problem there.
Well, but it is because, and here's the thing. I mean, it's really a fun CD, but we
Sure.
never released it because like David, our producer, has explained to us, you know, the problem is when you start getting really self-indulgent and, you know, even the great drummers, if you throw in too many licks or unless you're an Eddie Van Halen that throws in so many guitar licks, it loses the melody. It loses the rhythm, at least in my opinion.
I hear that. I definitely think there is a line to pushing it too far. However, and I'm just going to, you know, protect you guys at this point. Right. In the style of music that you're making, which, I mean, I'll talk about this record, but even past tracks, like, it really does a great job of bridging the gap between classic and modern, which I feel is very difficult to do. And sometimes when I think classic rock, or at least rock coming from like the 70s or 80s, there's tons of moments that stand out as self-indulgent, but they become memorable. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, yes, you're showing off the skills of these, you know, instrumentalists who can really pull it off. So yes, I feel you, and maybe crossing the line might be too much, but in this style, I think, you know what, every once in a while it's okay to go off on a tangent and kind of do your thing.
Well, I agree, but the problem with Chasing Shadows, it wasn't every other measure, it was every measure. I mean it was just
that's all right.
And really, some of those songs ended up being on the EP.
Sure.
The very first EP that David had sort of, you know, we played them fast, and we, you know, and you, when you do that, you skip a lot. You know, I didn't realize this. It took me along because, as a, you know, I'm not a songwriter, but like David expressed to us, you know, when you go fast, it loses the groove, and you're like, oh, that's BS. I mean, look at Metallica, look at, you know, Anthrax, but that's a different kind of genre. We're not that type of band. And that, you brought up a good point about being sort of the classic rock. I mean, we basically write songs we like.
Sure.
But being an avid listener myself of my favorite bands, you always want to add that into your mix of whatever instrument you play. I'd like to add my favorite drummer and so on. And that does come from the 80s. So, you know, we've been sort of, I think, a little typecast. Like, we're an 80s band trying to bring in today's music. We're not an 80s band. I mean, that's our influences, but we just play songs that we like, that we, you know, and then you got to go out and sell it to everybody. And the great news about that, and I'll end on this note, the great news is I love being compared to the 80s, because then that brings back a memory from a person who listened to another band and liked, and that's what we're trying to do.
Totally. And no, I honestly, perfect answer. That's how, listen, you're the one making the music. It should be music that you want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you're the one putting the time and effort in. If you're not incorporating what you listened to in the past to spark a memory and bring back that time, then you're not being true to yourself. And that's kind of what you're doing here. And like I mentioned, obviously it's classic in its own sense, and compared to the, you know, pre-records, you've really, I guess, dialed it back, if you want to say that, but then also brought in these modern influences. So the question to you becomes, okay, you're making rock music, but rock music has so many umbrellas of subgenres and little avenues of where you could take it. How are you describing this record to people? What are you calling it for people that might ask?
So I stole the term from David Lee Roth of Van Halen. Okay,
sure.
We call ourselves a power hard rock melodic band.
Sure.
That's what we call ourselves. We're not heavy metal, you know, because, you know, again, heavy metal is so, like you said, so broad. Like, when I was growing up, like, heavy metal was AC/DC. I mean, AC/DC is like,
no, no,
rock,
it's 100%. You know, it's a term that changes indefinitely with, you know, decades. What was heavy 30 years ago might not be heavy today.
Right, not even close. And so I tend to be a little careful and protect ourselves, because a lot of people think we're, you know, with some of the pictures that we put out, we look like a metal band. We're a rock band. We're a hard rock band. So we are in the genre of an AC/DC, Van Halen, Aerosmith, because Aerosmith's a little hard too.
Absolutely.
Those type of bands. That's what I would tell people that we are. So it's more, you know, our shirt says rock and roll on it, because it's just rock and roll. You know, there's really
totally.
No, and so I would say this too. There are some songs on this album that are really heavy.
Sure.
That could be good heavy metal, but there's some songs that are a little softer. So again, I repeat myself in saying we're a power melodic hard rock band.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean that's the thing is you've struck balance, which is really important. Not every song can be a total ripper as much as you might
Right.
want it to be. And I think that might actually translate into live shows. Some of my favorite concerts from harder bands, they don't always play the 10 out of 10, face melters back to back to back to back, because then you get burnout.
Right.
One of the most important things is riding that wave and kind of infusing emotion into it. If you play a couple softer ones, the harder ones hit much harder, which I think is
True.
really
Very
important
true.
as well. Another thing is, I like that you didn't classify yourself into a decade because you're making hard rock, but it's come out in 2023. And yeah, you might have those influences, but at the same time, look what day and age we're in. Just because you have those influences doesn't mean you're always hearkening back to an older time.
Right,
Totally
right. And
respect it.
you know as well as I do, music is subjective.
Oh,
So
100%. Yeah.
you'll listen to the album and you'll say, let's pick a song, Bury Me Up to My Eyes, which is one of our heavier songs. So you'll listen to it and go, okay, that's a hard rock song. And then you'll go to somebody who listens to like Anthrax, Sepultura, that type of band and go, well,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not really a heavy metal. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, you could totally.
I think if you broaden yourself and I'm not, I don't want to put us in a box.
Sure.
And I always say there's a little bit for everybody on this album. There's some hard stuff. There's melodic stuff. We have an acoustic, I mean, not an acoustic song, a ballad,
Yeah.
if you will. So there's something for everybody on here. So that's why I just go very general term that we're power hard melodic rock band.
No, there you go. Have you had the opportunity to play these songs in a live setting yet?
We had one. So here's the funny part about that. We did a show. We only had one show last year because we were concentrating on getting the album out, promotion, preparation. But we
Sure.
did have a show. We play a wonderful venue in Roanoke, which is close to home. And the promoter there is so supportive of us. So we did play one show in May, and we did unveil a lot of the new stuff. But nobody really knew what it was because it wasn't out yet. So
That's
that's
okay.
fun. That's
Well,
fun, when
it's
nobody
fun,
knows
but
who you're
it's
playing with.
tough. It's tough for you guys because, you've played some of these songs probably 100 times over and you've heard them in the mixing room and you've made
Yeah.
tweaks and they may feel old, but yeah, then you play them to a new audience and they're not familiar. And it's like, oh, if only you'd listened to this a couple more times, you'd become familiar. Yeah,
Right,
I
right,
totally
right.
understand.
But it went over really well, and we were very excited. But now that the album's out, and now that people have had a chance to
Sure.
listen to some of the songs, it's going to be a little different. But no, we did have one chance, but so we're excited to kind of show everybody else what we can do.
Nice. And I understand, especially with making a record, there's probably a handful of songs that you'd considered like your babies, the ones that you just want to scream and shout from the world. Are there a handful of songs on this record that you find translate best in a live setting, ones that you think really could take an audience by hold?
Well, so for me, like my favorite song is Don't Look Back,
Sure.
even though it's the title track, and not because of the guest on it, but because it's the type of song that I enjoy playing. I like it. It's not super fast, but it's heavy enough,
Yeah.
and it's what I call a wake-up call song. So, we open
Nice.
with that, or we open with the song Red Rain off the EP because they're 0 to 60 off the bat.
Sure.
And so our motto is when we try to open the show is to really capture the attention right away, and
Of
so
course.
we just come out banging. So Don't Look Back is probably one of the songs that I consider one of my babies. I think if you ask the rest of the band, they all have different opinions, which is great
Yeah,
because
that is
we
great.
shouldn't all be on the same page. But yeah,
100%.
that would be one. And I mean, there's so many. I mean, they're all the babies, but that would be the
Yeah.
one that I enjoy really, really playing live.
Totally understandable. I also think, for some reason, the title track on a record needs to be really good. Like, you can't have a lacking title track,
Right,
or
right.
else, I don't know, or else the whole album just falls apart. So I'm glad that that's one of your favorites here.
And we've done that twice. I mean,
yeah, so exactly.
EP was Red Rain, and we had a title track, Red Rain. And then
Yes.
now it's Don't Look Back and Don't Look Back. So, yeah.
100%. Were there any songs that didn't make it to the record? Songs that you might save for a future project or maybe an EP of B-sides?
So, you know, over the last 5, 6 years, not even longer than that, we have a little tape player in here that we throw down ideas.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of songs that we just didn't finish or couldn't finish. And some of them really, you know, you hate to say it, aren't good enough to make the album.
That's okay.
But
It's not easy to admit it to yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, they need work. I mean, I'm not
sure
that they're bad. They just need, they're bad in the form they're in now. But what we do is, what our process is we put everything on the computer. I had about 15 songs, and then I send them to David.
Okay.
And then David and David's associate, Joe, really go through, and then what they hear, then they'll come back going, okay, you know, I don't know titles, like the titles I sent, but like number 14's out. We're not that we
Sure.
don't hear anything there. We don't hear anything here. And then that's what the process is. So we do have other music. Bubba's still continuing to write. So there is new music, but I got to tell him to hold off a little bit. We haven't even played this stuff yet, you know? So
That's
Bubba likes to
okay.
get up and go. So
Hey, you
yeah,
can't stop
there's
the
a lot of music.
creative process. You can't stop it.
And I don't want to. I told
No,
him
of course not.
I don't just record it, but don't, because like the other day we haven't you know, we've been getting this process that's been taking so long, we haven't really rehearsed as much lately.
Sure.
But he came in the other night, goes, man, I got like two new songs. I'm like, well, we're not playing those, dude. We hold
Re
off, man.
tackle.
Yeah. Let's take a deep breath and
Exactly.
let's get these but no, it's good. I mean, his creative process never stops, and that's awesome.
That's okay. You'll be good to go maybe by the end of next year or something like that.
Well, with our time frame, it'd probably be 2030, but you know, because we always record like every 8 years, so
Take your time. Truly
yeah,
no
man.
rush. Sometimes you need to let an album breathe.
Right, right.
And yeah, so we're recording this in the middle of November. The end of this year is weirdly rapidly approaching. So, two-part question, basically, do you have any plans to go out with 2023 with a huge bang? And if not, what is on the slate for 2024?
So we at this moment have nothing for 2023. And obviously,
Totally
as you
fine.
know, I don't, that was not by design. It just sort of worked
Sure.
out that way. But as you know, putting out a full-length album at a scale that we're trying to put it out, and
Yeah.
as a lesser known band, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of people. And so now that the album is fully out, and it's been out almost about 3 weeks now, everywhere. So obviously the progression and the next step is to start booking, and which we have done. There's nothing set in stone yet, but 2024 will be the concentrated efforts of this band and our team of people will be to get out on the road and play.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it. Please tell me you're
Yeah.
headed to Los Angeles because I would love to see this in a live setting. And if
We're
not,
not there
I'll
yet.
have to travel. I'll have to travel.
Yes. Well, we'd love to have you. So wherever you
Please,
want to come,
please.
we'd love to see you.
Awesome. I've got a couple more for you. I want to know,
Sure.
obviously, this record has been in the works for, you said, like 2 to 3 years at this point. Were there any records from other artists that had, real impact on the making of it? I know that you've obviously pulled from the past, but anything from the modern era that you've really enjoyed lately?
You mean ideas from this junk, from the modern music into this album, or just stuff I
Yeah,
like?
yeah. Any records that you've listened to in the last, let's say, 5 years, as opposed to like the 70s or 80s?
Yeah, like I'm a big fan of Dirty Honey. I
Sure,
love
sure.
Dirty Honey. I you know, I'm a Van Halen fan, so of course,
Always.
listening to Wolfgang, I
Yeah.
like his music as well. As far as like newer bands, I don't listen to a lot of music, believe it or not. I listen to more
Cool.
a lot of talk radio. I listen to Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I listen to NFL Channel. I'm
Same.
a football fan, so
Same.
but you know, I listen to internet radio stations. So in saying that,
Sure.
there are a lot. I have heard of a lot of like unsigned bands that are really good.
Yeah.
And please forgive me, I can't remember the names, but like I listen, some of the stuff is really good and it's out there, but I haven't really bought anything new.
Okay.
You know,
That's
so
hey, that's totally fine.
yeah.
Well, then I also have to ask, who's your NFL team?
I'm a Minnesota Vikings diehard fan for the
Okay, that's
last 20
fine.
years.
Well, I was born and
Tough.
raised in San Diego, so I'm a Chargers fan, and it's tough fan to be, to say
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
Love
I was out
that.
in San Diego years ago.
Oh,
I
nice.
have a bunch of buddies who were stationed on Coronado. So
Oh,
they were in
beautiful.
the service. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
beautiful out there. But
Yeah, I love it
no,
out
it's
there.
tough. It's a tough I don't know if being San Diego is tougher than being a Viking fan, but
They're
I don't
on
know.
a
I don't
very
know.
similar plane, I'll say.
Yeah.
Lot of heartbreak.
But
Well, hey, say.
you didn't lose four Super Bowls, so I could, you
No,
know.
that's true. Can't even get to a Super Bowl. So that's
That's well, I don't know. That might,
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably the heartbreak from being in one and losing, I would say, is way worse. What was I gonna say? So yeah, I have one more question for you. And I don't know if you remember from last time, but it's a very similar question. The question is basically for the person that is going to listen to this record for the first time, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they hit the play button?
So keep an open mind.
Sure.
That's number one. Number two is if you just listen to the whole album, don't skip. Don't listen to the first 30 seconds and say, ah, listen to the whole album, because some songs start slow and then they get
Yeah.
into a groove. Also, I didn't mention this, but you know, we have a special guest on one of our songs, which is obviously Mr. Scary himself, Mr. George Lynch of Dokken and Lynch Mob, who plays on Don't Look Back. So if you like that, if you like that 80s music, we have George on one of the songs. You know, listen, I used to be very closed-minded when I was younger when it came to music, and now I've really opened up. You know, I've opened up a lot of my horizons to what I want to listen to. You know,
Sure.
somebody asked me in an interview one time, like, okay, last question is, what's the weirdest thing that if you were telling people since you're into hard rock is on your iPod, or at the time was a, you know, the iPod. And I got a lot of Motown on there because, you know, I mean, that's some of the greatest music ever made. And so I try to listen to music that has groove, has melodies, that has just, you know, has that special it to it. And so I think if you, in saying that, even though it's great music, I never really opened up my eyes to it until later on, which is sad. It's
Yeah.
very sad that I did that. So to go back to your questions, open up your eyes and don't prejudge it. You know, obviously by our ugly mugs on the backside, you know,
Sure.
but just listen to it.
Yeah.
And listen, I tell everybody this, just give us a chance and you may not like it. And that's cool too. That I have no problem with that, but just give us a shot.
A great answer. It's an honest answer because, yeah, as a musician, you have to realize that, you know, not everyone's going to like your music, and that's okay. It's accepting it. But once it finds its audience, you know, that's when you flourish.
Well, I think if you open your mind a little bit and you say and you don't prejudge it, you know, and I've done that
Totally,
too. So
totally.
that's why I've gone a different direction. I've prejudged. And if you don't prejudge it and have an open mind and listen, like in the old days, before you had Spotify and all that, you had to buy the, you had to listen to the songs.
Yeah,
And
you
so
didn't
what
know.
you didn't know. And it's funny because I had somebody write me that has listened to the band a couple of times, said, you, my favorite song is this. Well, it's on side two and it's the sixth song. You know, I would have never thought that. And that's it's a longer song. It's about a four, almost a 5 minute song, and it's
Sure.
got real melody in it, and it gets heavy and stuff. But so everybody has a different taste. And so I just have an open mind. And that's
Perfect.
not even just about Red Rain. That's about any
Oh,
up and coming
yeah.
band who puts their soul and blood into original music, because I tell you know, that's a tough thing when you're not playing a
Very.
cover and you're putting your ideas out there. Look, there's always going to be negative people, and that's fine too. Everybody has their opinion. I'm smart enough to know. So open mind.
Open mind, guys. Open mind. Well, Sammy, obviously I want to thank you so much, but I also want to plug the record for you one more time. If you missed it, the band is Red Rain. The record is Don't Look Back. We will have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. My words of advice are just crank this thing up and just lose yourself in it, because truly it's one of those records. And I'm excited to see what comes next. Even if it takes 5 years from now, I will be listening.
But we appreciate that. Thank awesome. You so much.
Thank you, Sammy. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I really appreciate your time.
You too. And I just want to say thank you for the support, because, you know, people like you who support bands that aren't at the top of the heap. We couldn't do this without people like you who help spread the word. So I can't thank you enough. And it was
that means a lot.
Yeah. So I hope you have a great day, and I hope we talk again soon.
I hope so. All right. Take care. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.